Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting second. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting third. The center fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting 5th. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting 6th. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting 7th. The second baseman, Chico Salmon. Batting 8th. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Gary Bell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gary Bell. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jose Tardabul. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Foy. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Conigliaro. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Rico Petrocelli. Batting 7th. The second baseman, Eddie Casco. Batting 8th. The catcher, Mike Ryan. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Jose Santiago. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jose Santiago. And now, play ball. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Santiago fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jose Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tardabul moves to second. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hinton. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Tardabul scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yastrzemski moves to third. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Foy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli strikes out. One out. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. SQ settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on SQ. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 1, Red Sox, 1. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jose Santiago is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santiago hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves juggles the ball. That's an error on Alves. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield fields it, tags the runner, and races towards first, beating Tartabull, for the double play. Two outs. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0 for 1 in the game. Foy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinton strikes out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitfield hits a line drive into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Karl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. Conigliaro moves to second. Two outs. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 1 in the game. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops it up and throws to first, with Bell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Casco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 1 in the game. Salmon hits a pop-up towards short. Petrocelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Askew hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0 for 1 in the game. Casco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0 for 1 in the game. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jose Santiago is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santiago is 0 for 1 in the game. Santiago strikes out. Two outs. Jose Tardabul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tardabul is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tardabul hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. Tardabul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 2 in the game. Hinton hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0 for 2 in the game. Foy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hinton. Foy reaches second base with a double. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Foy moves to third. One out. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 2 in the game. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Petrocelli moves to second. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Casco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitfield hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Whitfield reaches second base with a double. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Whitfield moves to third. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-2 in the game. Alves strikes out. Two outs. Jim Gentile pinch hits for Chico Salmon. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Houser now playing second base. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0-for-2 in the game. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Santiago is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santiago is 0-for-2 in the game. Santiago hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tartabull hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Foy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Santiago moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santiago is picked off in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Askew hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vic Davalillo pinch hits for Gary Bell. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo bunts towards the mound. Santiago fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Davalillo moves to second. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli fields it and throws to second for the out. Davalillo moves to third. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-3 in the game. Hinton hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vic Davalillo now playing center field. Dick Raditz now pitching. Karl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski strikes out. One out. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Conigliaro strikes out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Whitfield hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-3 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Casco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-3 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Petrocelli. Alvis moves to second. Pedro Gonzalez pinch hits for Dick Hauser. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.